May 4th, 1943. It looks like the Nazis made an unfair assumption. We made the mistake of basing our intelligence off theirs,
true. But I don't mind blaming them.
The mathematician. She's different than I expected. Well, certainly that seems obvious. I was not expecting her to be a woman. But that aside, she is different. Operationally, things went well. The mathematician has been retrieved, and done so in a manner that, assuming the best, will keep the Soviets thinking the Nazis were behind her capture. From there, we traveled by bicycle in the pitch dark until we reached the drop point. The motorcycle was a welcome sight. From here, a long ride northwest towards Leningrad. There we'll meet another operative along the way, who will assist us in getting out of the country. For the both of our sake, meaning her and I can only hope that it goes as planned. May 15th, 1943. She pretends to sleep. I know she is listening, but I record anyway. Not exactly proper protocol, I know. She deserves to know what's going on. She writes. I don't know what, but I know she is scared. We have run out of gasoline, and she knows this. What she doesn't know is that I've been awaiting the arrival of our contact for over 16 hours. She has still not arrived, and I fear the worst. In fact, I don't fear it. I know it. He isn't coming. We're about 50 miles outside of Leningrad, keeping hidden in an abandoned farm building. There is no food here, only what remains from my rations. She is hungry, so I gave her my dinner, and I ate what would have been my breakfast tomorrow. I will stay awake for as long as I can, waiting for our contact. I don't know what we will do if he doesn't arrive soon.